First, though, let's kick off with a look at what's been making scientific headlines this week. And I've got a story out of Stanford in the US. Yossi Mandel and his colleagues have invented a new implant for the retina, which is self-powering and can replace the photoreceptors, the cells that convert effectively light into sight. Now, how this works is that it's intended that you put this device into eyes which have been damaged by diseases like retinitis pigmentosa. This is a common condition where just the photoreceptors, the rods or cones, are lost, and the rest of the retina stays relatively healthy. So the idea is that you could create a device that would work a bit like those rods and cones and convert light into electrical signals that you could then input into the surviving retina, and it would then transmit those signals into the brain. And in this paper in Nature Communications this week, what they have done is to come up with this very clever array of photovoltaics. It's a bit like a miniature solar cell for the eye. They take these tiny photovoltaic cells, which are responsive to light in the near-infrared regime. In other words, it's just beyond the red, so we can't see it. And they couple in series three of these things together as a series of little mini pixels, and they make a matrix of 186 of these pixels, and you can implant this thing, which is thinner than a human hair, into the underside of the retina, right next to where the rods and cones would normally go. And in rats in which they did this, they used rats that had a disease that led to their retina breaking down. They lost their rods and cones. They also tried healthy rats as well as controls. And when they put these things in, let them settle down for a little while, and then shone spots of near-infrared light at the implants in the eye, they could show that the brain was responding to the shining of light onto this implant, indicating it must be communicating with the retina and then transmitting the signals down the optic nerve and into the brain. And it worked for 6 months. And it also worked in exactly the same way as your normal rods and cones would work in response to pulses of light, because your eye gets less and less responsive to changes in light when it's flickering on and off very rapidly. So it responds quite well when the flickers are at about twice a second. By the time you get to about 20 times a second, it sort of blurs into one and you can't tell the difference. And they saw the same trajectory in the way the brain was responding. So it does look like it's very faithfully mirroring what your normal working retina would do.
That's incredible. I mean, that's an amazing new technological development. Could they tell whether it impaired the vision of the rats in any way at all?
Well, these are animals, remember, that were they allowed to live their normal lifespan, because they have this inbuilt genetic problem, their retina breaks down and they lose the rods and cones that would normally enable them to see. So the fact that these animals have lost those photoreceptors, and now when you shine this light, which is near infrared, you can't see that. These animals were responding to it, showing that their eye must be seeing that light. And the only way they could see it was through this prosthesis. So it's definitely working. The key thing, though, is we can't really view the world in near infrared. If we were to use this, it would basically involve some kind of mini projector that would beam a camera picture of the world in the near infrared wavelengths into the eye onto an implant, so you would then see using it. So that's sort of one slight stumbling block. But one major advantage of this is previous attempts to put prostheses into the retina have involved systems where you have to have a power supply. And if you run wires through the inside of the eye, then you end up stimulating bits of the retina that you don't want to, and it damages the acuity or the resolution of the picture that you build up. This is self-powering, which means it doesn't need a power supply, no extra wires, much safer and probably longer lived.
Brilliant.